you know, I never felt more creative. I never felt more inspired. So a lot of my topics are about motherhood as well, because going into it, I was absolutely terrified of being a mom and what that would mean. But now actually experiencing it, I've never felt like just more, you know, just healed on this journey.
Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. Today, I'm talking to the wonderful Rose Bailey. Rose graduated with both arts management and drama degrees and has worked in the creative arts and nonprofit sector as an educator for around 5 years. In 2021, she moved abroad from the US to the UK and started writing and creating her own online business, where she writes weekly posts and develops online courses and workbooks. Arts for holistic development has always been a passion of hers and a focus for her career, but after becoming a mother, it inspired her to completely shift her creative focus and aspirations. Rose is passionate on helping mothers, artists, and non-artists nurture their inner creativity through guidebooks, posts, and a ton of other resources so they can find the beauty of the everyday and, most importantly, find harmony between mothering and creating. Rose is the best. Enjoy today's episode. Rose, I am so happy you're here. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I am excited to talk to you about like all things motherhood and arts and creativity, just all the things. So welcome to the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. No, I'm super excited to be here as well. I love the whole concept. I'm obsessed with this Moms Who Create concept that you have. You just really don't hear about moms being creatives or artists. Mm-hmm. So when I found this podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually a thing. So I was like, I have to do it.
Well, thanks. I know. I was like, this isn't a thing. I'm going to make a podcast so we can talk about it. Or like if you hear about moms and like the arts and stuff, it's always, oh, you can't be a mom and be a writer. You can't be a mom and be an artist, you know? So I wanted to like be like, yeah, you can. You can, and here's how you can do it. So, okay, well, let's talk about you, Rose. So go ahead and just introduce yourself to everybody, and then just talk about your story and your journey and what got you into the arts.
Yeah, of course. So I'm Rose. I got my degree in arts management and drama. And, you know, I originally went into school thinking that I wanted to own my own drama company, which is why I got my degree in arts management. And I kind of wanted to work with underprivileged youth. So I always loved the idea of using drama and just the arts in general to just make an impact. And then, you know, I started facilitating in college. And then after I graduated in 2020, I started facilitating and I just absolutely fell in love with it. I mean, just the difference I saw in my students from the beginning of class to the end of the class was absolutely insane, like their self-confidence. And then a lot of the work that I did in university as well was inspired by Augusto Buell. I can't say his last name, and I was inspired by him. But like, if you don't know, in a nutshell, he just created Theater of the Oppressed, which is basically, I think it's about 7 drama techniques that you use to just make an impact, to make sometimes doing political change. So a lot of my work was centered around that. And that just inspired me. After I graduated, I moved here to the UK to be with my husband. And I created my blog, Miss Rosalina, now going through a name change to the Creative Fullness Hub.
But, oh, cool.
So I created my blog and I just wanted to go more in depth about talking about, you know, just using creativity for inner child healing, you know, just artful self-care practices. And then, you know, of course, when I became a mother, that was just a deeply like, you know, I never felt more creative. I never felt more inspired. So a lot of my topics are about motherhood as well, because going into it, I was absolutely terrified of being a mom and what that would mean. But now actually experiencing it, I've never felt like just more, you know, just healed on this journey.
So like, did you do drama and stuff like in high school or whenever you were younger?
Yes. Yeah, so I started dancing when I was little. I think about 5 years old, I started doing tap, ballet, and jazz. And then that kind of transferred when I was 11, I did a musical theater company. And that was just, you know, I got to do dance and acting and rehearsal like 3 days a week. And then during school holidays and summer breaks, we got to travel and go out of state.
Oh,
so, you know, I got to go to places like Albania and Germany. Wow. I absolutely I was obsessed. I loved it. And it was just a great opportunity for me to, I don't know, it's just a really nice, fun, creative outlet. But I also think it really just helped me prepare for college and also like, you know, the work world. Mm-hmm. I started out, they could barely even hear me. I had like the world's quietest voice. And after I did it for a few years, I was able to project my voice and just learn all those things. So it was a good opportunity. And then I stopped it when I went to high school, but I was still doing dance and acting. So yeah, I was always really involved in the arts, and it was just a really good outlet for me to be creative and just a really therapeutic outlet for me as well. So
that's so cool. And then you moved to the UK. That's amazing. Oh man. Did you meet your husband like through all the like art stuff you were doing, or was it just a completely random thing?
Basically I met him. So I was studying abroad for a bit, just for a semester. And yeah, and we ended up meeting, and then it was just like love at first sight, I suppose. Yeah. And so then, I ended up moving to England when I graduated in 2020. And, I got a job working as a creative arts facilititator. And then, after that, that's when I started my blog. And yeah, it's just been history ever since.
That's so cool. Now, I'm curious, how do you find the whole creative arts realm in England, in the UK, any different versus kind of what you learned or went through and worked with here in the US?
No, I don't think I do. But also at the same time, I think I also just have a lot of freedom when it comes to, I feel like if I was just acting or if I was just doing dance, then yeah, of course, there would be those differences. But I think I got a lot of freedom as a facilitator because I just make up my own classes. So even if when I was, working for an arts organization, I still had the freedom to come up with my own classes. So I suppose I've always just done it my way.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me the name of your blog again. What was the name of your blog?
Miss Rosalina, but it's currently going through a name change to The Creative Wellness Hub.
The Creative Wellness Hub. I love that because you're kind of focused on like some holistic stuff too, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it was just because, growing up, I really just struggled with my mental health. So I was always just like super shy, even though like on the stage, I was loving it. I felt super confident, but off the stage, I just had really bad anxiety. And also I was really struggled with disassociation as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think, it got to a point where one time me and my husband, we were just like sitting outside and I was just like, nothing feels like real around me. Like I don't feel real. So disassociation to the max. Yeah.
What you were saying with like, you can use the arts for your like holistic development. Like the arts really do help you so much in so many different areas of your life. Arts are just so good for your soul.
Exactly. And there's that, oh gosh, I was going to say, it kind of feels like you're underwater. At least it did for me.
That's a good way to describe it.
Out of it. So mm-hmm. There's that one quote, everyone's an artist. Mm-hmm. And then the issue is how to remain one when you grow up, which is so true, whether it's the education system or just like past experiences that make it feel like, it's just not safe to create and be creative. College, I started an art journal, and that's been one of the most amazing, I always told myself that I couldn't draw. I couldn't do art for some reason. Like I could do performance art, but I just couldn't do visual art. So I just tried to break that rule that I had made for myself. And I feel like art journaling has been one of those things that's really helped me work through a lot of issues in my life. And, I'm starting a pottery class soon and painting. Oh, and it's just funny, these narratives that we tell ourselves, that we can't do anything. It's like, well, who said that? Where'd that come from?
Right. Why do we do that to ourselves? I wish I could do performance art. I would always see like the theater club and all of that. And I'm like, man, like I have too much anxiety for that. I couldn't get on stage and do that in front of people. Like even with the podcast now, I'm like, ooh, I can do the podcast and talk to people, but I'm in my own little room by myself. They just hear my voice. Podcasting to me is a form of art. There are so many different forms of art, you know, from performance to like visual art to podcasting, you know, all the different things and words, writing. It's the whole arts realm. And you have to find the one that just makes your soul happy. And I still wish, I'm like, man, I wish I could go back and like do some sort of theater. There's like a really small theater in town. It's literally called the Little Theater. And they always want like people. They're like, you don't have to have any experience, you know, just come join and be a background character. And I'm like, I would vomit up there. Even if I don't have any speaking parts, just standing there under the lights, I would probably faint.
I mean, but, that's a lot from doing no, you know, from doing no theater at all to being on stage. I mean, that's a lot. But, you know, I will say, though, in a lot of the improv classes that I've done, there's been adults, you know, and they've never done theater or anything at all. And to me, improv is scary because it's just like getting up there and it's just like, don't even know what's happening. But like, if you take a class of like 3 to 5 people, you know, it's insane how like someone who's like so nervous at the end, they don't even care by the end. Cause first of all, you make all these friends and you're just like, you know, you're comfortable. So it's like, one of those things, you should try it, but I'm a bit biased.
That's so cool. I love it all, Rose. You're like a cute little bubbly, happy, beautiful person. Your eyebrows are like, wow, they are so perfect. I love it. Oh man. Okay. I want to talk about your mom, right? Motherhood.
Yes.
Let's talk about
16 month old.
Say that again. Sorry.
16 month old.
Oh, 16. So you still have a little one. Oh, okay. So the creative world as a mom can be like overwhelming, you know, like before you had kids, before when I was in art school and I would do all my stuff, you know, I could be, if I was painting, I could be in front of a canvas for like 10 hours if I wanted, you know, in the art studio, just focus, got my music and my headphones. When you're a mom, you can't do that. Like that's, you just can't, because you don't have that time anymore. And you have this little person or people or big people depending on you. So it really is a mind change. Everything, like the way you go about your creativity as a mom, you have to be very intentional and very purposeful about your time and how you do things. So you have to find some sort of balance or rhythm, and everyone does it differently. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. And no one has it figured out. We're just talking about it. So how do you find the balance of motherhood and your creative life? And like, if a mom listening would ask you, Rose, how do you do it? I don't know. I want to start doing this. I want to start an art class. I want to start doing improv, anything in the art realm, but I have a baby and you have a 16-month-year-old. I mean, that's so little. How do you balance it? And what would you tell someone that wants to do it too, but they don't even know how?
Yeah, of course. You know what? I think the first thing, and this is something that I've learned the hard way, is just embracing, accepting the creative season that I'm in. You know, so when I first had my daughter, I was in the winter season, you know, so I didn't get as much stuff done. It was a lot of time of just embracing stillness, you know, of quiet, regaining that inspiration. Yeah. You know, I would get my articles out, but actively like working on projects, like I just couldn't, you know. And now that she's a bit older, you know, she's not that old, she's only, you know, just a toddler. Now I'm starting to have a bit more freedom, and I feel like I'm in my fall stage now, where I have more time to work on projects. I've taken all my inspiration from the winter and now actively making something tangible. So that was the first step, you know, because I think we can put so much pressure on ourselves to you know, have to do everything at once. And really, it's, you know, not to go in a soapbox, but it's really not supposed to be like that. Like, we really are supposed to roll my eyes when I hear this, but we are supposed to have a village, and we don't. A lot of the times, you know, it's just, especially like single mothers as well, it's just them. And that's a lot of pressure to do it all. But I will say, for more like practical advice on how to like go after, I would say not even your passions, but even just like a hobby or, you know, something small that you want to try. I would say just, at least for what I do, is I just do small things every day, because, you know, it just starts to add up. So even if I work on something, say an hour a day, you know, and a lot of my time now is just working around her naps, or she doesn't go. Sometimes that's me on my laptop while she's sleeping, and it's like 10 o'clock at night and I just have to get things done. So, you know, I can't get a whole lot done, but I think, you know, 6 months go by and that's a whole workbook I finished. I think the small things really add up. And then I'm blessed in the sense that, yes, you know, I do have a supportive husband, and that's why I can do this right now, because he's in the living room with her. And then my in-laws live right down the street, so I think like that support group is like really helpful as well.
I saw something funny online once, talking to your Village Point, and it was like, you know, like those funny pictures or whatever, and it was like, oh, I need a village, where do I find said village? Does it come to me? Do I have to find, like, do I go out? Is there an app? Like, where are they? And it's true, because you do need help. Like, I don't care who you are. You need some sort of help, whether it's like friends, family, you know, just a mom group. But be careful with those mom groups. You got to be careful which mom groups you join. But like, you have to seek out help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. You gotta ask for help, because like, you can't, we can do everything, but like, we need help to do everything, you know? Find your village, make a village, seek it out. There's so many resources online now, like the peanut app you said. So many ways to find your people and find community.
I think the one thing I do want to say is that even if you don't believe it, you are inherently creative. Like, I never thought that I was like a visual artist, and now I'm painting. I have an art journal. I have a pottery class. I think sometimes when we start a new creative hobby, we have to think that, you know, we have to be Picasso, or we have to do, everything we do has to have some big dramatic reason, but it's okay to just do things just to have fun and to let go. And that also just to accept, you know, what season you're in, you don't have to do everything. It shouldn't be all on you. Even, you know, the small things really do add up, even if it's just buying a little crafting kit on Amazon, you know, and just working on that 15 minutes a day. I mean, there you go. That's your daily creative practice.
Such good advice. Seriously, it's really just like the simple things that you just have to hear to be like, hey, take 15 minutes for yourself. Oh, okay. As parents, we have to like make that time. We have to be like, oh yeah, I do need 15 minutes for myself, you know, and not 15 minutes just scrolling on your phone. Sometimes you need that, of course, but 15 minutes really intentionally planned for like your hobbies, your business, your purpose, what you want to be in a month or 2 months or a year, you know. Love it.
Yeah. Well,
Rose, thank you so much for talking to me today. I am so happy to have met you and hear about what you do and just the wonderful advice you gave. Thank you so much for that. So where can people go online to find you, connect with you like on social media, and also go to your blog?
Yeah, of course. Well, just go to MissRoseLena.com, and I just have a bunch of articles on there. I have a bunch of free resources. You can get, I have a 7-day creativity workbook. I have a workbook for parents who want to be more creative but also have no time. On Instagram, I just created it. That is the Creative Fullness Educator.
Don't forget to connect with me and the podcast online at Moms Who Create Podcast and at Kelly Heil. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you next week with another amazing mom.